bestie. Welcome or welcome back to the Bold and Badass podcast. I'm your host, Lacey, and I'm fired up that you're here because I am so tired of women feeling inadequate for not being further along in life and like they're crazy or ungrateful even for wanting more. On this show, I'm going to help you cut through the noise, turn your setbacks into your success story, and become the most bold and badass version of you. I'm talking about calling in the most exciting opportunities, experiences, and people into your life and claiming the abundance that is your birthright. So if you're ready to make some serious magic happen, grab your coffee and water and let's fucking go. I am so freaking grateful that you're here with me another week, turning into another episode. I have just had a really awesome week because this past week, multiple of you reached out to me sharing something that had shifted in your life or like a breakthrough moment that you had because of something I shared in an episode. And there were a couple of trending episodes this week, but the biggest one that stuck out was, I think it was like almost 10 episodes ago, episode 13, I believe, with Gabby Garcia on the science behind manifestation. That one is super trending this week, and I have absolutely loved hearing your takeaways and your wins from not just that episode, but all the other episodes. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, there's a little exercise that Gabby shares with you called the Red Ball Exercise, and it's all about manifesting. So if you haven't tried it, I really want to encourage you to go listen to that episode and give it a try because it has really shifted the game for me in my manifesting and multiple of you who have reached out to me sharing your manifestation story after trying that little trick. So I cannot wait to hear more stories from you guys. It really makes me so excited and genuinely just grateful that you're here taking the time to listen in and to actually apply the tools that I'm trying to give you here. Because that's ultimately what you're here for, is to learn something that's going to change your life, to take away some kind of tool that will either help you get richer, fitter, more peace in your life, more joy, more confidence, a better relationship, whatever it is that you're seeking to make your life ultimately more fulfilling. And that is exactly what my goal is to share stories and tools that have helped me transform my life completely, and to hopefully help you do the same. So that's what we're going to be doing in today's episode as well. I'm going to share a little story about one area of my life that I transformed, the tool behind it, and how you can apply it in your life to create change and transformation as well. So I've talked about this a little bit before. I don't like to share a crazy amount about material things that I've manifested or created in my life, because those type of things are just the icing on the cake. But the ultimate transformation I've created is truly inner peace and health in my body. But I'm currently living in a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house that I absolutely love in an amazing neighborhood. I'm 75 pounds down from my post-baby weight. I started school in the fall of 2023 after not being in school for like 4 or 5 years, never finishing my degree, my bachelor's degree. I did finish my associate's degree in kinesiology and got quite a few health and wellness certifications. But finishing my bachelor's degree was always a personal goal of mine that I wanted to finish. I move my body daily, and I started creating a whole bunch of things in my life in 2023, like this podcast, for instance, all these things that I had dreamt about for years that I just never believed in, never got around to, never felt confident enough to really take action on. And I just kind of had an attitude shift and I really started creating some big things. But I also don't want you to forget that not too long ago, I was actually in a crappy 2-bedroom apartment that I absolutely hated. I loathed it. I was desperate to get out of that place. I was 75 pounds heavier than I've ever been in my life. And I want you to keep in mind, I grew up an athlete. I played college sports. So that was truly a negative experience for me. I was hating my journey. I was constantly drained. Didn't feel good. I had the worst periods. I was a chronic complainer and I was racking up traffic ticket after traffic ticket, blaming everybody else but myself. The cops are out to get me. It's because my red car, blah, blah, blah. But I was feeling like the world or some greater power out there was out to get me, whether that be because I was quote unquote bad, I was broken, or just not enough. I didn't know. But nothing really started to change until I hit rock bottom. And maybe you can relate with this. Maybe you can relate with any one of or all the things that I just described. Maybe you're currently at your rock bottom. Maybe you've been at rock bottom before, so you know what that feels like. Or maybe you can see that you're going down a slope that is definitely leading to rock bottom. And if that's the case, then you definitely want to listen to what I'm about to say. For most people, they will not take the actions required to change their life to make it better until the discomfort of pain is worse than the discomfort of change. I'm going to repeat that because it's so powerful. Don't miss the message. Most people will not take the actions required to change their life until the discomfort of pain is worse than the discomfort of change. We're just going to lay that out on the table right now. Change is uncomfortable. It's not an easy path. It's not meant to be easy. But shit, neither is suffering. I mean, really. It's like the saying goes, choose your heart. Most of us won't make this connection or have this realization until it is too late, until we are at rock bottom. And if that's your journey, please don't feel discouraged by this. Please don't take this as anything is wrong with you. Unfortunately, that's just how most of us have to learn. We have to actually go through it and learn from our personal mistakes rather than the mistakes of others. And that's the way that you learn. That's fine. But if any part of you is willing to learn from someone else's mistakes, then please listen to what I'm saying. Do not wait until you hit rock bottom to start making the changes that are going to better your life. Do not wait until you're forced to change because of a diagnosis, because of some hard news, because of an experience that forever shapes your life, whether you wanted it to or not. Take the value of what I'm about to share right now that took me years of researching, trial and erroring, and figuring out to finally turn my life around. No, seriously, pull out a notebook and take notes right now. This is so important. So what I did to turn my story around is I spent literal hours researching successful people. People that we would consider successful, whether it be their health and physique, how much money they make, their job title, those kinds of things. I spent hours researching, trying to figure out, well, what are their morning routines? What are their evening routines? What kind of characteristics and behaviors do they have? What are their hobbies, et cetera, et cetera. I tried to find out any and everything I could about what they were doing differently. Why were they so successful? Why were they so happy? Why was life going so good for them? And I have dozens of pages of notes from dozens of different people about the data I found. And I'll tell you this, some of their morning routines were 3 steps long. Some of their morning routines were 13 steps long. But all of them had some combination of the same 3 things, the same 3 overarching things that they committed to every single morning. I'm going to tell you what they are. The first one is movement, some kind of morning movement, whether that be running a morning mile, whether it be working out in the gym, getting their lift on, whether it be a morning walk. It could be as simple as a 15-minute walk, a HIIT session in their home, yoga, some kind of movement to get their blood flowing, their heart rate up, the endorphins releasing into their body, because that's what movement and exercise does for you. It releases endorphins and it also releases norepinephrine, which is basically an anti-stress chemical. Gets you into a great mood, a great energy first thing in the morning. And it's also said that it increases brain activity in the morning when you break a sweat in the morning. I'll have to look into the exact science behind that, but there's some research that says when you break a sweat in the morning, there's some kind of cognitive advantage to that. Put a pin in that one. The second thing that they all have in their morning routine is energy. I'm titling it energy, but what I mean by that is some kind of nutrient-filled breakfast that is very energy supportive for a good portion of the day. So they're not eating Pop-Tarts and cinnamon rolls and chips and junk for breakfast. They're eating eggs, they're eating fruits, they're eating grains, things that are filling their body with lots of vitamins and proteins and carbs, complex carbs. And this ensures that they have the energy needed to be highly productive and effective individuals who aren't crashing 2 to 3 hours into their day. Look, we can go into a whole nother episode on that, but I'll save that for then. The third thing that every single person who, as a society, we would collectively define as successful has in their morning routine is some form of mindset work. This could look like meditation, reading, watching a motivational video, something to help grow them mentally. I've certainly gone through phases with this pillar. When I first started, I would watch a motivational video on my way to work every single day. I would just YouTube motivational video. And whatever stood out that day, I would listen to that on the way to work. Eventually, I rewired my brain to love reading. Then I started reading every day. That's a sacred daily practice for me now. I also started meditating sometime in 2020. It started out as a curiosity and has now turned into an almost daily practice. Such a powerful tool. But what I want to share in this episode, the real nugget that I want to plant for you here, is this one thing that has taken my morning routine to the absolute next level. And it's the one thing that everyone is not sharing with us. It's just a little extra bonus step. And that is gratitude. Now, a lot of people do share about gratitude and its power, just in general. But I think we're glossing entirely over how freaking powerful gratitude really is. Gratitude has absolutely transformed my life. What do I mean by practicing gratitude? I just mean sitting with myself, completely in the present moment, acknowledging and really feeling grateful for the things going great in my life, the big things going great in my life, the little things going great in my life, for my basic needs being met, like having food in my fridge, in my pantry, having warm clothes in my closet, having working vehicles, having a warm house that I love, having a bed to sleep in, having access to clean water, things like that, on top of the wants in my life, like more clothes than I need, and weekly coffee runs, and hella books, and nice furniture, and cute decor, etc., etc. Also, gratitude for the people in my life, the places I've been, the opportunities I've been blessed to encounter. Oh, but let me give you a huge disclaimer. It's not just gratitude for the things going great in your life. It's gratitude for the things that currently feel like they aren't going so great in my life. They just aren't living up. Do you relate with this? For you, that might be work. Maybe you're not getting along with someone you work with. Maybe you don't feel like you're being paid fairly or treated fairly or given the time off that you deserve. Or maybe it's your weight. Maybe you want to lose weight and you've been trying and you've been struggling and everything you're trying isn't working. Or you'll lose a little and then gain it all back. Lose a little, gain it all back and more. Maybe that chronic health issue is causing you to miss out and that's a real limitation in your life. Or maybe it's a relationship. Maybe your friendships are suffering. Maybe you're arguing a lot with your spouse lately. Maybe your kids are acting out. Or maybe they're just in the toddler stage like mine and it's really freaking hard and you're feeling like you're not doing a good enough job, like you're not living up. You're trying to break generational curses, but you feel like you're failing or you're on the edge of a mental breakdown. If any of those resonate with you and you're like, Lacey, how in the heck can I sit here and genuinely feel grateful for these things in my life that are not going good, that are not living up, that are not benefiting me in any way? Well, hopefully this will allow you a sigh of relief. I'm not asking you to be grateful for the things that suck. I'm asking you to be grateful for the parts of it that are good. Like the fact that you even have a job. In this economy, work from home and that saves you daycare money or gas money, or that saves you from having to get out into the cold weather and be uncomfortable. Those are all things to be grateful for. If you're currently under or overweight, it's being grateful for the body that's gotten you to where you are today. The legs that can still walk. The mouth that can still talk. The hands that can still create. Find one part of that body that you can genuinely benefit from and feel grateful for that. If it's a tough relationship or you're struggling with parenthood, can you be grateful that you're not alone? Can you be grateful that they're still alive? Can you be grateful that there's still potential to fix things if that person is still there? If we're talking about a toxic relationship, no, you don't need to stay and say, I'm grateful for this toxic relationship and I can fix this. But can you be grateful that you learned what isn't healthy, what you don't want in a future partner? Every experience is information. And if it wasn't a good experience, at the very least, you learned something about yourself. And you can be grateful for that. If your kid is like mine and he has so much energy, and man, does that make it hard for you sometimes to keep up, to continue redirection after the 10th time repeating yourself. Can you see the good in those qualities? I'm so grateful I have such a happy kid. I'm so grateful my kid is so alive and full of energy and joy. I'm so grateful that my kid is so persistent. Even though it's hard for me now, this is a life skill that is going to serve him so well in the future. How can you extract something from the experience that you are not currently loving to be grateful for? That is what I'm asking you to do. Because let me just tell you, since being grateful for everything I can possibly think of, even the mundane stuff, I have attracted so much more in my life. I say it all the time. The law of attraction says that like attracts like. So when you're in a state of gratitude, high energy, positivity, joy, you attract those kinds of things. You attract the energetic match. I've been attracting free things, money, deeper levels of connection. I've attracted new business relationships, and baby, I am only getting started. Since adding gratitude into my morning routine, not just here and there, but as a daily practice, I have never felt more confident, hopeful, and alive. And I'm telling you, it's the secret ingredient that is the game changer. Now, I think you should do all three. You should move your body. You should eat a nutritious breakfast. You should work on your mindset, all of those things daily. But if you did none of those things except one, I would practice gratitude. I would go get a gratitude journal and I would write down as many things that you can think of to be grateful for. And after you write your list, spend literally 5 to 10 minutes. It doesn't have to take forever. Spend 5 to 10 minutes going down your list, acknowledging each thing that you have to be grateful for, and feel the gratitude with your whole heart and soul, and then watch your life transform before your eyes. It doesn't take long either. This isn't something that you have to do this 15 minutes a day for 8 weeks and then you'll see a result. Then you'll see your life change. No. Practicing gratitude attracts immediate results, immediate high vibe outcomes. I can tell you that from personal experience. I want you to understand the magnitude of this practice and how something so simple as acknowledging the good things in your life for what they are, no matter how small, can transform your life in ways you never would have even imagined. So that is my hope for you. That is my tool for you. Please don't wait until you hit rock bottom to do something with it. Make the decision right now to be one of the few, one of the minority, who learns from others' mistakes. Rather than having to hit rock bottom first yourself, where the discomfort of pain finally outweighs the discomfort of change before you go and make a change. All right, I say this with love. All right, babe, if you loved this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast, would you please do me the hugest favor ever? If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, would you please go leave a 5-star review for the show? This is one of the absolute best ways you can support the show or me, but to ultimately bump up the findability of the show so that more people can hear these valuable messages and change their life too. If you're listening on Spotify or any other platform, would you please rate the show 5 stars? They at least give you the option to do that. They don't give you the option to leave a review. But if you'll rate the show 5 stars and send me a DM on Instagram at boldlylacy, it's in the show notes, and share with me your biggest takeaway or your favorite part from this episode, I would appreciate it so much. I want to keep creating valuable episodes that help you up-level and change your life for a very, very long time. And this is what will help. So again, I would appreciate it so much. And either way, I'm so grateful that you were here today. I love you so much. I'll see you again soon. Thank you so much for being here. And queen, give yourself a high five for showing up and committing to be the best version of yourself for you and your people. You are such a badass for that. If you got anything good from this episode, would you send the love back by DMing me on Instagram @boldlylacy, letting me know exactly which part resonated with you? These types of messages empower me to keep showing up, and they also help me understand the types of conversations you really care about. All right, bestie, we'll talk again soon, but for now, it's time for you to step up and start being the badass that we both know you are.